This is a fly jam, by the way. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday morning. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell after 5, and then my friend and yours, the great Steve Cochran, at 6 a.m. for your morning drive. Welcome to the work week, everybody. I'm your overnight dude, Nick DiGilio, here from 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Check us out at facebook.com/NickDShow and follow us on Twitter at NickDShow. We are going to talk about being cheap and what's the difference between being thrifty and cheap. And you have any cheapskate stories? Got a bunch of cheapskate stories here. I have some personal stories involving a couple of friends of mine who are extraordinarily cheap. Then we will get into that. But if you have any of those stories you'd like to share them, call us, text us right now, 312-981-7200. Now, the reason this comes up is because according to Dwayne Wade, who is now going to be on the Chicago Bulls, his wife is Gabrielle Union. According to them, LeBron James is cheap. That's what they say about LeBron. LeBron is cheap. Says between his NBA, this is a news story right here. Between his NBA contracts and all of his endorsements, LeBron James has more money than he knows what to do with. However, that doesn't mean he spends recklessly. Former teammate and LeBron's best friend Dwayne Wade co-hosted Live with Kelly Thursday morning. During the visit, the soon-to-be Chicago Bulls guard was asked who the cheapest basketball player is. Immediately, he said it was James, with zero hesitation. Wade's wife, Gabrielle Union, agreed with the answer, and the two revealed that the superstar refuses to use roaming data on his phone if there's no Wi-Fi. Yes, the same guy who reportedly has a billion-dollar deal with Nike is still trying to save a little extra money on his phone bill, just like the rest of us. All right. So that's just a quick little story, you know, that's making the news now, a fun, goofy little story about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union talking a little smack about LeBron and that he is cheap. So my question to you is, do you know anybody or are you cheap or do you have any cheapskate stories? 312-981-7200. Now, I've talked about this person. I'm not going to obviously mention my friend's name. I haven't seen him in a bunch of years. But I have a friend. Esmeralda, do you have any cheap friends? Anybody who is...
No, I wouldn't say that they're cheap.
There are thrifty people, you know.
Right. There's frugal and then cheap.
Well, I'm talking about cheap.
I'm trying to think. Nobody comes up right away.
Well, Dan, what about you? You got any cheap people that you know?
You know, I don't know many, but I have gotten into arguments about something I used to do about whether it was frugal or cheap. It was also just being lazy. But back in the summer when I had a wedding every weekend,
yes,
I refused to buy wedding cards because I thought they were the biggest racket on the face of the earth because it would be like $4.50 for some horrible poem and some sash that they glue a little lace
on the front,
right?
Yeah.
So what I would do instead is I would write out the check as I normally would for, you know, my gift.
Yep.
And then I would add $3.50. So I would give a check for $103.50, and then I would put it in an envelope, and on the back of the envelope I'd say, here is my gift to you guys plus $3.50 I would have spent on the card. Happy marriage, Dan.
Yeah.
So people were like, this is the most brilliant idea I've ever heard in my life. And then other people are like, you are the cheapest SOB that we've ever seen. So
why would they say you were cheap? I mean, well, you're still giving, like, the equivalent of,
right,
what a card would cost.
But it's, right, just the idea that, like, oh, you couldn't be bothered to buy them a nice card on their wedding day, something they'll hopefully celebrate, which part of me is just like, and then they toss like 3 days later after they cash the check.
Oh, no, yeah. It didn't take us very long. I've been married twice, and it didn't take us very long to throw out the wedding cards. Well, we wanted what was inside them. We didn't really care about what was on the outside. I don't think that's cheap, Dan. In fact, I think that's kind of clever and it's funny. And you're making a statement about some of the stupidity of greeting cards.
Right. And it's funny because Eileen is very pro card. Very, very card.
That's a thing, man. That's an absolute thing. There are people who love greeting cards, who save the greeting cards, who, you know.
V is like a middle-aged suburban mom with,
really,
greeting cards.
You're kidding.
He gave me one for St. Patrick's Day. I don't know. I was like, thank you. Like,
he gave you a greeting card for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. No, he buys.
Does he know you're not Irish?
Yeah. Yeah. And he usually writes in it like, oh, I'm just being silly. Like, I saw this and I got it for you. And I'm like, thank you.
XOXO.
Yeah. 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 Actually, yeah. He buys cards ahead of time.
Oh, really? He's one of those?
Yeah, I'm like, you're like a suburban mom. Like, yeah. You have a little folder with all your cards.
Wow. That's an interesting little tidbit of knowledge to
Did
know
he
about
go
me.
All out on your birthday?
He got me like a silly one. It was like, it's your third birthday or whatever.
Your third birthday? Oh, he's like a wacky birthday.
Right.
Okay. That's pretty funny.
But yeah, I have multiple greeting cards from him now.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a lot of them.
That's good.
Which is more than one.
Wow. Okay. Okay. I have a friend, and this is an absolutely true story. And Esmeralda, I don't know if you probably never heard this story. I have said it. I've talked about it on the air about how cheap this guy is that I know. When he gets 2-ply toilet paper, he peels the ply apart.
Oh, no.
And rolls it out and then saves that. So he tries to get 2 rolls of toilet paper out of every one.
Now, how much is that one versus just the 1-ply?
I don't know. But he'll get the 2-ply toilet paper. Almost all toilet paper is 2-ply.
Right. Unless you get the generic store brand that's nothing.
Well, I don't know what, you know, if he's saving money or what, but he'll go, in his mind, and he'll let the, here's the funny thing, he'll let the toilet paper, like, roll out. Like, it could gather up on the floor.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, how much is he using?
Yeah.
In one sitting?
He was married. He was married at one time. And I'm doubting that when he was married that this was acceptable behavior on the wife's side.
She probably bought her own.
Like, you are not going to let toilet paper pile up on the floor, you know? But yeah, he would do that. This is absolutely true. He would also, when he went to fast food places, would grab fistfuls after fistfuls and bagfuls of ketchup packets. And then he would go back and squeeze them into the ketchup bottle at home. So that he would constantly have like a full ketchup bottle.
Wow.
Comprised of free packets of ketchup. I don't think he bought ketchup for 4 or 5 years. But the dedication that this guy had to make it seem as though, I mean, why don't you just take, if you're going to have ketchup pack, why don't you just throw all the ketchup packets in the fridge,
right?
Instead
yeah.
of going the extra step of squeezing them into the bottle? I don't know if he wanted people to know. Then he must have actually taken the toilet paper and like put it someplace.
I'm thinking with the ketchup, he just didn't want the hassle of having to open them every time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This guy was this guy is a bit of a doof. And not to insult the doof warrior, my idol from Mad Max. But yeah, so that's probably the cheapest guy that I'd ever known. The toilet paper thing to me is just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, I can see being frugal, and I can see being thrifty, and, you know, things cost a lot of money nowadays, and you want to save what you can. I don't think LeBron James needs to worry about roaming data, but a lot of people do, and that makes sense to me. If you don't have Wi-Fi and you won't use your phone, that makes sense to me, but not when the guy's making billions of dollars.
Now, I wonder if it's just a thing of principle. Like, he's like, come on, roaming data, though, it does waste money.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a lot of it, but still.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Well, anyway, I got some great stories from Cheapskate, the world of cheapskates here. We got people calling in already, and I'm assuming some texts are coming in as well. I think everybody knows someone or a few people who are cheap, who are absolute cheapskates, and some of these stories are pretty hilarious. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talking texts and your cheapskate stories here on a Monday morning. Money for nothing and your cheeks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, them guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Yeah. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave. You remember when this this video was considered breaking and cutting edge. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're talking about being cheap, being a cheapskate. If you know anybody who's cheap and you got some ridiculous stories about some people are just trying to save money or are just being really, really cheap. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Years and years ago when I was dating Leslie Presley, this was like 25 years ago when we were dating, Leslie Presley and I were dating, she had one of those entertainment coupon books. Do you guys remember these things? Like the big, thick entertainment coupon book.
Oh, yeah. They sell them at Walgreens, I think.
Yeah. And you could go through and, like, pick out. There's a bunch of restaurants in there and movie theaters and stuff. Well, she loved, Leslie Presley loved this. She loved having coupons. She thought it was hilarious. And, you know, we'd go through, she'd go through the coupon and go, oh, we got to use a coupon for this place. And so we'd go to whatever restaurants and stuff. And we would go to, like, movie theaters that were out of the way just so she could use her coupon book. And her cousin's husband hated it, absolutely hated it, and would, and at one point threw it out the back window of their house. Just took it out of her hand and gunned it out the window because he hated it so much. He's like, look, if you're going to just, I'll come with you. If you want to save $10, I'll pay $10 or whatever you're doing. Just put that stupid thing away. Aren't you embarrassed by it? And it came with, I don't know if you guys remember, but it came with like a plastic card, you know, like a credit card kind of thing that you could keep in your pocket, you could keep in your wallet. Do you remember that?
See, that I don't remember. I don't remember the card.
They were like big, thick coupon. They were like the size of, you know, they I don't know what they were, you know, they were a little bit bigger than like, say, not a Post-it note, but they were, you know, they were pretty big, pretty good sized. But they, you know, they weren't like 8 by 11.5. They're just, you know, and you would flip through them. They'd be thick and, you know, you would, and then they came with a little plastic card. And he gunned this thing out the window. Leslie Presley was not happy, and she ran outside to retrieve it.
Was it really worth it? Were the coupons kind of, it's like, yeah, I saved so much.
No, I mean, yeah, she seemed to think so. I didn't care. It didn't bother me that, like, we were at dinner and suddenly pulling out this colorful coupon at the end of the meal or ordering something specific so that we could use the coupon. I don't know. It didn't bother me. I didn't care. But her cousin's husband was so angry. Like, every time she pulled the thing out, he'd be like, get that thing out of my face. He would get so offended by it. I don't know. It didn't bother me, but she loved it, man. I don't know. She was just like, you know, like we would think, what are we going to do this weekend? I don't know. Let me get the coupon book. That would be like, it's like we would alter or make our plans. You know, we would decide what we were going to do that weekend, depending on how it panned out in the coupon book. And they came out annually. You have to order them. And I remember because I dated Leslie Presley from like we started dating in June of 91 and we broke up in February of 92 or March of 92. So like at the end of December, she got the new 1992 entertainment. It came in the mail. The entertainment coupon book came in the mail and she was giddy with excitement when it showed up. Like going through page by page of this. Oh, look at this. But, I mean, I don't know. It just seemed like a really, she was obsessed with it. But not, she wasn't cheap. There was no way that she was cheap. She was not cheap. But she, for some reason, she was reasonably obsessed with this coupon book and wanted to use it as much as possible. I think, like, I don't know how much it cost. I think it was like $40 or something, or like $35, $40. And she wanted to make sure that she saved so much more than $40. Just wanted to make it worth it. It was just hilarious, her obsession with it. And I'm telling you, I remember her face when her cousin's husband gunned it out the window, out the back window. I almost fell off the couch laughing. She was horrified. Like it was the worst. Like he'd thrown her child out the window. It was just it was a horrified scream, and she was like, "I can't believe he did that."
I mean, it's kind of like Groupon.
That's pretty much what it was. I don't. If there was a specific, maybe somebody knows what the specific company was. It was entertain. The word entertainment was in it, and it was entertainment something. I don't know. And it came with your little plastic membership card that was you know like sticky glued on to the inside cover, and you'd take that out and stick it in your wallet and carry it around with your big coupon book. It's just that moment when that thing went sailing out the back window. I swear to God, everybody in the room was in hysterics except for Leslie Presley, who was horrified. Oh, man. All right. We got some texts coming in for cheapskates. 312-981-7200. 262 area code says, we were vacationing with my in-laws in Florida. We rented a condo and bought groceries for the week. Rather than wasting the rest of the 89-cent bottle of ketchup, my father-in-law mixed it with pasta sauce. He also flew a half box of pasta home. That's pretty funny. I'm going to take this. Anybody want this half a box of pasta? I'm going to make sure we get this on the plane, get it home. You just don't want to let this go to waste. 708 area code says, good morning, Nick. Years ago, my friend got a job as an accountant at a super cheap company. Whenever she needed to get a new pencil, the manager of the department would measure the stub of the pencil she was currently using. And if it was not shorter than 3 inches, she had to wait before she could get a replacement pencil. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. That's cheap.
That's when you just buy your own pack.
Yeah.
99-cent pencils.
Yeah. Tim says, my landlady used to pull the flies off of the fly strip so that she could reuse the fly strip. That's disgusting. That is disgusting. Well, doesn't each fly that you take off take some adhesive off with it? Like if you're peeling dead flies off of a fly strip, doesn't the glue go with the fly?
I imagine some of the fly stays on the glue.
You would think. That's repulsive. That's gross. 57574 area code. Oh, I guess this text is more for Dan than anybody else, Dan. Dollar Tree has the same cards for a buck. So now you know what you got to do, Dan? Make it $101.
You're right.
So it's just make your gift a little cheaper. You don't have to actually buy the card. 312-981-7200. We had some people on the line who, they didn't want to hang on because their phone bill was probably going up. Wait a minute. Hold on a second now. 312-981-7200 for your cheapskate stories. Okay, these are from Reddit. These are real Reddit posts about how cheap people can be. Jumpy. These names on Reddit. Some of the people's screen names on Reddit are just like Jumpy. This is Jumpy. Hi, Jumpy. Esmeralda, wouldn't you like to hang out with Jumpy?
I'm sure they're a ton of fun.
Jumpy. Anyway, Jumpy says, my old boss was the cheapest and most dishonest jerk who ever lived. When he sent drivers out for deliveries in the summertime, he would demand that they save gas and not use the AC. When they came back, he would look for condensation under the car, and if he found any, he would fire the driver to make sure that they weren't using the air conditioning. All right. How about Tom says, a friend of mine wouldn't chip in for gas on a road trip because he didn't want to break a 20. That's like a common thing, right?
Actually, my friend did that to me today. We went to dinner, and he was like, oh, I'll get you guys back later. I just want to break my 20. I'm like, okay, for the tip. I was like, all right, dude.
Yeah, see, no, that to me is just, but that happens a lot. Especially, you know, when you go out to dinner and you split the tab. There's always that one person who's like, wait a minute, I didn't, why am I paying, I didn't eat any of the jalapeno bombers, so I don't think I should pay for that. Just shut up. Shut up, drop a 20 in and shut your mouth. All right, hey, we got a break here for news. Cheapskate stories, phone lines open, text lines open, 312-981-7200. Take a break, and news is coming up after this.
Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run. Go on.
This is where they went down to El Paso and ran into a great big hasso. Oh, wait, here's another one. You know he knows just exactly what the facts is. Texas faxes. Nice job. Steve
wait,
Miller.
Faxes? Like,
what
like
the fact?
The machine?
No, no. Fact.
Oh, fact.
S.
Oh, okay.
F-A-C-T-S.
Facts.
But that does not faxes. He knows what the facts is. First of all, would be facts are. He knows what the facts are, not facts is.
Right.
Second of all, faxes does not rhyme with Texas.
You should find Steve Miller Band and give them a lesson in grammar.
That's the thing about the Steve Miller consistently has some of the weirdest and most ridiculous rhymes. But my favorite is they went down to El Paso and ran into a great big hasso. that's my favorite idiotic rhyme in rock history.
I mean, don't you have a lot of hassos?
I run into hassos all the time. It's just, yeah. Especially in El Paso. That's the best place to go to run into a hasso is El Paso.
That's pretty much where they are.
It's the hasso capital of America.
That's why Vic left.
Because there were too many hassos
in El Paso.
In El Paso. It was the stupidest rhyme ever. All right, we're talking about cheapskates. Being cheap. Cheapy.
That'll show them.
Wonder if there's anybody on this Reddit named Cheapy. We have Jumpy.
Maybe.
How about Purdy?
There you go.
This is the next name. One day, my family and a bunch of families got together for a potluck. We bought two large bowls of salad and two more bowls of macaroni salad, while other people brought hot dogs, burgers, pizza, etc. But this one family brought a bowl of 15 small mushrooms that they picked from their driveway before coming over.
Oh, gross.
That could kill somebody.
Do you think they were edible?
They could kill somebody.
Right. Goodness gracious.
That's hilarious.
I like they told them, too.
Yeah, unless they were like, they saw the family picking the mushrooms out of their driveway and then brought it over. Here you go. We bought some special mushrooms.
I mean, at least wash them and put some, I don't know, do a little mayo dressing in there. I don't know.
No, they probably don't have mayo.
That's true.
Oh, man. That was a hasso. That really was. It would be too much of a hasso to wash the mushrooms and put mayo. You don't want to do that. Maybe they were from El Paso. All right. How about Spray? But these names are fantastic on Reddit. Do you have a Reddit account? Do you have a name?
I don't. No.
Dan, what about you? Are you on Reddit? Do you use a wacky name?
I am not.
You should be Card Man. I'm just saying because you're sort of anti-greeting. You should be. No, actually, V should be Card Man.
Yeah, you should be. I'll let him know. Kill me that I said it.
I would be Hasso if I had a name on Reddit. I would be Hasso.
Hasso from El Paso.
All right. Spray says most major museums in New York City have a recommended admission price of $15, but allow you to get in by making a donation. I once went with a friend of mine who put down a dollar. My friend standing behind me immediately said to the admissions clerk, "That's for me too."
Oh, no. Come on.
Then says, I thought it was bad until I saw a couple do the same with a dime.
See, that's rough. Come on.
That's ridiculous. That's for me, too. Susan, this is a text from my listener. So Susan is a regular name, unlike Hasso or Purdy. Susan says, you know how you can buy popcorn bags that come with unlimited refills? Yeah. I know a couple who sneaks the same popcorn bag into the movie theaters every time they go.
I mean, that's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Well, you know,
it's expensive popcorn.
I know it is. I know. But the thing is that I would not trust the inside of that bag after a while.
That is
with all
true.
That crap that they put on the popcorn.
Maybe use it once, twice
But the other thing is, it now when you get 90% of the bags that you get now for popcorn at movie theaters advertise a movie.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Oh.
And it's buckets.
It depends.
Right?
No, well, I mean, we went to the crazy, the theater that my parents and I go to every Saturday is the, and I go to, the ones that I go to the City North a lot by myself. when I see the big movies, and they have buckets and bags. And then the one we go to in Skokie, the Village Crossing, it's almost all exclusively bags.
Oh, okay.
But let's say you go in and you've got a bag, you know, that's advertising Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. You're a little – it's kind of a giveaway.
Do you think they even notice?
No, I don't even think. I don't think anybody notices.
Those movie people are just like, whatever.
They do not care. Yeah. They just don't care. The kids that work at movie theaters, right. Are you kidding me? Although, man, they've got some really cool T-shirts now that they get to wear.
Oh, boy.
Like movie T-shirts. Like the movie that I'm really looking forward to, the animated film that I'm most looking forward to is Kobu and the Four Strings. Mm-hmm. It's from the makers of Coraline and Paranorman.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful, beautiful. Leica is the name of the production. And there's no computer. They don't use computers to make the movies. These are all the stop motion ones where they take the little figures. 30 seconds of footage takes 10 hours.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. It takes like 5 years to make a movie. And I don't know if you've seen Coraline or if you've seen Paranorman. They're great. They're awesome movies. So the new one is coming out. And they had these really cool T-shirts in Skokie over the weekend. I'm like, hey.
You try to buy it off of them.
I want one of those. And these guys used to say, this is my work uniform. It's not cool.
You just apply for a job.
That's exactly what
shirt.
I should do, is get a job
just for the
at
shirt.
The Village Crossing.
And then quit.
Get the T-shirt and go, yeah, I quit.
It's very smart, yes.
708 area code says, about 20 years ago, they used to sell super heavy-duty pantyhose.
Okay, yes.
Right before, I'm sorry, I looked at you directly because you're a woman. And
sure, yeah, they did.
Super heavy-duty pantyhose. Right before my brother got married, they were on sale, something like a package of 10 pairs for 20. My brother bought some of them for his fiance so he wouldn't have to spend 20 to 30 on sheer pantyhose for her wedding. Needless to say, that went over like a lead balloon.
Like for the one pair? Is that what he was worried about?
I guess.
Because what was it, like the 10 pairs, like for all the bridesmaids?
That's what I thought. Like, what? But I thought that's what I thought it was leading to, was he bought cheap pantyhose for all the bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. Super heavy-duty pantyhose.
Well, I also think it's a thing of, why are you buying me pantyhose? Just in general, like that's not for you to do.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't care how much it costs. Just, they're mine to buy.
Johnny Carson told a joke over the weekend. Obviously, I have every once in a while.
Just, yeah.
Every morning I watch Johnny Carson. In 2 hours, I'll be watching Johnny Carson. anyway, he told a joke about, like, I can't remember what the whole context of the joke during the monologue was, but it had something to do with people from other countries coming here, Russia. Mm-hmm. I think I guess the joke was Russia because it was. I think the episode took place in the early 80s, so it was probably Russia.
Yeah.
So he makes a joke about like Russians coming over to America. Oh yeah, it was because they wait for 9 hours for food. So like Russians would come here and they would go nuts and buy everything, but they'd be very disappointed when they brought home a dozen eggs and they would find that all they had were pantyhose.
Oh.
That's it. So and evidently Russians don't know what the proper size of an egg is.
Yeah.
Because legs, pantyhose, those eggs are enormous.
And they realize they don't need to be refrigerated?
Yeah.
They would.
I don't think Johnny's writers put in, you know, a lot of logic into the thought of that joke. And the joke didn't go over well, which is always great. Whenever Johnny bombs, it's the best. Seriously. 90% of the time when Johnny's at his funniest is when the monologue tanks. Just how he handles the audience and how he handles the jokes that don't work is priceless. Every single time he does it, it's priceless. Every time. And every time during every monologue that you see, at least 4 to 5 jokes tank. And it's always a highlight. Like, Johnny will do a take. He'll just kind of, like, look around. Mm-hmm. He'll look to Doc for some help.
Oh.
It's great. Writer56. Oh, that's not very original on Reddit. Yeah. All right, fine. Says, I had a roommate who would keep track of who paid the extra penny on the monthly bills we had jointly, water, gas, electric. When the total wasn't divisible by two, he would be sure we took turns paying that extra penny.
Oh, my gosh. Although I know some people, I guess the complete polar opposite of cheap in some ways, they'd throw change away because they didn't want to carry it around.
Well, I take it out of my pocket and throw it in. I have a bowl.
You know, these who throw it in the garbage.
That's just stupid. It's money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the thing is, I've got a glass bowl on my nightstand.
Yeah.
And I don't bring home a lot of change anyway, because I now it's gotten to the point where I very rarely pay with cash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's almost all ATM. It's you know what I mean? All either credit or debit cards. But when I do have, I put it in a bowl. And then you take the bowl to the Jewels and dump it in that machine.
Right.
And then you get money. And
then you get a gift card.
You get you could buy some groceries with it. I don't understand.
Yeah, these people that I know are insane.
I'm just going to throw I got $4 worth of change here. I'm just going to toss
that out. It's bothering me in my pocket.
It's bothering me. Okay.
Awful people.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
That's stupid. I don't know if that's cheap.
Completely stupid.
That's stupid.
It's like the polar opposite.
Yeah.
Although they're not, they're not spending money left and right.
Right.
They just don't
But they're
care
just
to
throwing
change.
Money out. My dad got all excited last week when we went to the movie that somebody had dropped a bunch of change on the floor, and he's like, hey, look at that.
No, I would be on the ground.
And my dad, he bent over and started to pick it up. And then my mom's like, oh, my God, we're not that desperate.
Me and your dad would be fighting over the change.
Yeah. He would try to distract you with his routines, though. He'd pull out his wallet and start, doing the comedy routine. So, all right. Speaking of my dad, you see the segue? You understand this? Dumont's on hold listening, right? Because, that's how he listens.
Right.
You put him on hold and he listens for 3 hours straight. Anyway, my dad's going to be telling a joke. Brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. My thanks to George for sponsoring my dad. And my thanks to George for hosting a fantastic birthday celebration over the weekend. I had a great time. So, all right, we got to take a break here for weather and traffic. Hey, Dirk the cop sent us a text. 312-981-7200. I, too, refuse to buy greeting cards. I make my own.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, it is. I got so good that others on the police department would have me write custom cards for their women.
Okay.
And then they'd illustrate it with crayons.
Oh.
Just
a tip. Maybe colored pencils.
I'm just trying to figure out if people come into that, the police department see a bunch of guys with crayons and stuff.
They're like, what you doing? Coloring for my wife.
For my woman.
It's her birthday.
We got the crayons out. We're doing our greeting cards for a women.
I wonder if they have a Crayola box that they have
just
at the
right
station.
On the, on the sergeant's desk.
Like a 64.
With the sharpener.
Yeah.
708 area code says, I have the entertainment coupon book on my desk at home. Used 3 coupons from it the last couple of days. One at Dick's, one at Bed Bath & Beyond, and my son used one for mini golf. They often benefit charities now.
Ooh, a Bed Bath & Beyond one, though.
They had coupons for everything in that
Ooh.
Thing. I mean, this, oh.
I always thought it was just local, like very local things.
Oh, no. This was like a... I mean, it was local as well, but they had, like, big-name places in it.
Oh, I'll have to look into it.
And I wish I could... entertainment, whatever it is. Entertainment mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, I remember. Book. Yeah, it was... Yeah.
Logo was, like...
Did it look like...
Cursive. Bolts? Yeah, but it was, like, entertainment in cursive letters.
Yeah.
630 area code says, my friend's father-in-law would go to Discount Tires every day to have his air checked and drink the free water in the lobby.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute.
At least get a coffee.
Finally... He was doing it so much that they let him walk in and grab the water and just leave. Wait, what's so special about that water?
It was free.
Yeah, but can't you turn on a faucet and drink water?
It was probably filtered cold water.
I don't understand.
I would assume maybe it's got some limes in it.
I don't understand.
Cucumbers,
it's
maybe?
It's got the cucumbers. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like that scene in The Other Guys. Have you seen The Other Guys?
Yeah.
Where they're trying to bust Steve Coogan, and every time they come in, he seduces them with different kinds of refreshing water with cucumbers and stuff in it. That movie rules. Kathy says, a guy I knew won 4 coupons for Pizza Hut personal pan pizzas. He took his family out to Pizza Hut, they ordered the pizzas, and then they had to drink water so that he didn't leave a tip. Talk about a cheapskate. So 4 free pan pizzas.
Right.
Just drink water, kids. We're not paying anything.
Couldn't have bought a soda.
No. 414 area code says, my dad used to resole his old shoes. Well, that's...
No, that's
yeah.
Well, it depends. Are they just
how far
shoes?
Gone? How far gone are they?
Yeah, that too. Are they just cheapy whatever shoes?
You ever hear of the product shoe goo?
Yeah, I have some.
I used to use it all because I've worn nothing but Converse high tops since I was a kid, and I have a pair of Converse high tops on right now, and I'm a 51-year-old adult male, and I walk around with those on. But anytime you would like, you know, it was like one of my favorite pairs of Converse when the soles would go
right.
Goo it.
Yeah. No, I worked for a cobbler.
Yeah. People, goo it up.
It's a thing. Yeah. It's a slogan.
Goo it up.
It's a slogan.
That's, or just put fly paper on your shoes.
There you go.